Hey Saints, welcome back to our second episode of the Saints Breeze podcast, and thank you for tuning in. I'm your host Marcus, and before we get into our main topics of the show, here's what's going on around your campus. Homecoming is just around the corner, so don't forget to buy your tickets at the business office. Also, Saints Water Polo will be having an alumni game on Friday, October 7th at the Santa Maria High School pool. So if you're not going to the football game at Mission Prep, go cheer on your Saints Water Polo team as they take on the Saints alumni. And no matter what you're doing this Friday, make sure you go to the homecoming football game on Friday, October 14th, where our Saints will be taking on the Templeton Eagles, and our king and queen will be announced. Remember to listen to the morning announcements for info on how and when to vote. Today we have Vincent and Justin, who are two reporters from the Breeze, and they sat down with Coach Ellington and Jesus Pacheco of the football team.
Seniors, have you been putting off taking your senior pictures because you're worried about the financial burden on your family? We have a solution that might work for you. Don't miss out on making a memory that will last a lifetime. Come see Ms. Van D in room 411 and do it soon.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second podcast of the year. My name is Vincent Sanchez, and I am joined here by Justin Rivera and Coach Dan Ellington of the varsity football team for our Saints. So we have them here for just a few questions for Dan Ellington. So, Justin, if you want to start with your first question.
Okay. Coach Ellington, what has contributed to the Saints' success?
Well, I think the biggest contributor is the fact that the kids have bought in. They understand that it's going to take hard work to accomplish things, and it starts in the weight room. It started in January of last year, and they've worked hard since then all the way through the summer. So it's just, you know, you get out of something what you put into it, and they understand that.
All right, thank you very much. And so, Coach, starting with the 3-3 record, you know, that's obviously something that has this school pretty excited. You know, it's something that you know, us Saints haven't really seen a lot from our football team. And so, you know, what do you think are the strengths and weaknesses of your team right now?
I think our strength is that we're building confidence with every game. You know, when you've been down, I guess, for so long, I mean, we haven't. This is just our first year as a group. So as far as we know, we're a 500 football team. But just in the past, if you look at the past history of Santa Maria High School football, the recent past, I should say, you know, you might start thinking, you know, doubting yourself. But I think right now with the couple wins and then even with our loss against San Jose last week, we've built some confidence. And I think the kids are starting to believe in themselves.
Wonderful.
Okay. So how confident are you in your team?
I'm very confident. I was so confident that even before the season, I predicted that we were going to be league champs at the media day at Santa Maria time. So I'm not backing down to that degree. Matter of fact, I'm more confident now than I was then. So I'm very confident in our football team.
So going back to, again, you know, your confidence and the 3-3 record, you know, it seems like every Friday night, you know, when we have a home game, these Saints, you know, they're always just so pumped up and they're ready to see us, our team, you know, go down and get another win for us, hopefully. So, you know, what does it feel like as a coach, you know, being able to bring that school spirit back on Friday nights?
Well, you know, to be quite honest, when I took over the football program, that was one of the things I was looking forward to. I felt good that I could change this thing around, and it was exciting to think about what kind of atmosphere it would be if we started winning football games. And that's kind of been my sales pitch to these kids, too, is that, listen, man, you know, we have an opportunity to do some great things and just think about all the great recognition and the fun that it would create and the energy that it would give this school. So it's awesome. I mean, when you come out there on Friday nights and you see the crowd, I mean, that PV game was just amazing, you know, and that's what a high school football is about. And hopefully the kids will, you know, the kids on campus will start buying in and come out every Friday night. And, you know, but to do that, we have to give them something to watch.
Yes, you are right. And so, just real quick, you know, who do you think are some of the key players that Saints should be looking out for?
Well, guys that on our team?
Yes, sir.
Is that your question? Yeah. Well, you know, well, first of all, our middle linebacker, Jesus Pacheco, he's a senior. He's been in his football program for 4 years, and he's doing an outstanding job. You know, he really did a good job in the offseason building up his speed, and he's a leading tackler on a football team. Isaiah Garcia, Bobby Ruiz, of course, Blake Truitt, our quarterback, you know, Ricky Mendoza, Big John Garcia, Elijah Fisher. Honestly, man, there's a lot of guys to watch out for. I know I'm, but we're a team. We're a true team. There isn't like one guy on this team that is carrying us. It's a true team effort.
All right, and so lastly, Coach, I just have one more question for you. What are you feeling going into this game this Friday?
I think, you know, Mission Prep is defending league champions, and this is a great opportunity for us to go down there and to play our best game of the year. This is what we've been building up for, where I think we're healthy enough to get things done this time of the year. I think if we go down there and we play our game, we'll come home with a victory.
All right. Well, there you have it, everyone listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much, Coach, for joining us. And no problem. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Markstone asked if he could do his own commercial advertising free tech help in the library on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, well, this is what he sent us.
If you're having tablet problems, I feel bad for you, son. I've got 99 problems. But a glitch ain't one. Hit me.
Yeah, that's painful. But tech help doesn't have to be. If you are having problems with your tablet or just need some help with random classroom technology, go talk to him. Every Tuesday and Thursday at lunch and during 7th period. Oh, and teachers, that goes for you too. Seriously, he can't rap, but he can help.
Hit me.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Here we have Jesus Pacheco, a varsity football player. And so, again, we have just a few questions to ask him here. So, Justin, if you would like to start with the first question.
Okay. What has contributed to the Saints' success?
I feel like we've all actually been getting closer as a unit. We've been sticking together since over a year already. As my coach said, we all put in work in the weight room. We've all been sticking together and buying into everything that our coaches have been giving to us. And I feel like we're accepting every challenge that they're giving to us.
All right, sounds good. So so what has it been like playing for a coach like Dan Ellington? You know, I mean, you've had so many coach changes over the years, and now, I mean, it seems like Dan Ellington, you know, he's definitely got a winning team in you guys, and, you know, it looks like he's here to stay. So what has it been like to play for him?
Well, it's actually a really great feeling that my first 2 years coming in here, not really such great success with the football team, and it was different stuff that we had to learn with different coaches, and now that he came in, he has a different mindset, and he just really changed up this entire thing. He's had everybody buy in. If people don't want to buy in, well, they're out. We have a small circle, but everybody that's in the circle that he has with us, I say, has contributed to his football team.
All right, okay. So how has the attitude of the team changed as the season progressed?
I feel like with every game, our attitude, we either learn, well, we actually always learn from our mistakes, whether it's wins or losses. We just pick ourselves up. We go to film on Saturdays, learn from what we did, all our mistakes. We can't put our heads down, even if our coaches, as they point out our mistakes, we have to have thick skin and take it all in because we just need to work on everything that we do. But I feel like we can compete with every team in our schedule. We have been competing, and I feel like it just builds up the confidence that we haven't had in the past few years where we've just been getting shut down.
All right. So, you know, going into a big game, like a game like PV or Rigetti, you know, are the practices different? You know, is there anything different going into a big game, or how is it like?
Well, man, I got to say, like, for the PV game, practice was hyped, and it was really pumped up. We had music playing on in the speakers. Everybody was hyped up, cool, because it was PV week, man, but for every week, we're just looking to have a great practice, man, because we practice the way we play, and we practice great. We're going to have a great game and hopefully come out with a W.
So, you know, Coach mentioned earlier, you know, the loss you guys had last week, and you guys are trying to fight back from that. You know, after suffering a loss, you know, what's the coach's message to you guys? You know, does he ever stress anything more on you guys, or is he always just, you know, wanting you guys to improve every time, even after a win?
Well, he's wanting us to improve after every win or loss. Just the mistakes. We can't make the same mistakes over and over again. We have to learn from everything that we do. Last week's loss against San Ynez, that was a good, tough, physical team that we faced. They're a really good team. Now, still undefeated, actually. And we played up there with them. We stayed with them. And I feel like we played our game, but we just couldn't come out with a W. But now it's time for mission prep, and we got to get prepared for that. Hopefully bounce back with a win.
All right, so last question for you here. How do you feel about going into the game this week?
Well, so far, practices have been really good. Today in the weight room, high tempo. Hopefully today practices quite well. If we can have a great practice, I feel like we can actually come out with a great win.
All right, well, thank you so much, Jesus, for joining us today, and wish you the best of luck this Friday.
Thank you for having me.
And that brings us to the end of episode 2 of the Breeze podcast here at Santa Maria High School. I'll take a quick moment to thank everybody who took part in today's episode. So Vincent and Justin, thank you for writing about the football team so brilliantly. And thank you for taking the time to interview Coach Ellington and Senior Justin Pacheco. And thank you to our guests for joining us. Thank you to Ayana for reading and writing the commercials. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. The music for today's episode was written by John Senegalia. You can find more from him at youtube.com/jsenegag. That's youtube.com/jsenigag. Our ad music was written and produced by Jacob Miranda. You can find him on Twitter at BassCubs. That's at BASSCUBS on Twitter and Instagram. You can subscribe to our show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're not sure how to find us, go ahead and search SMHS Breeze. If you have comments or you want to be a part of what we have going on here, you can find us at SMHS Saints Live on Instagram and Twitter. We'll be back with a special episode next week. My name is Mr. Mark Stone, and I promised the kids that if they let me read the credits, I wouldn't rap. But I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. Have a good week. Take care. We'll see you next time. Hit me.